Johnny with singing stars Eula Parker and Jeff Brook.
Never comb your hair, son.
Leave it blowing, sonny.
Leave the breezes there, son.
Keep it blowing, sonny.
Just let your stockings fall right down. Stocking all the town is all you ever do.
Smiling all the while, son, boy.
Where did you get that lovely smile from, boy?
Little sonny girl. Oh, be my honey girl. Oh,
crazy honey boy.
For you.
A group of American servicemen who've been celebrating their last night in England are on their way to the Southampton docks to board their homeward-bound troop ship when the voice of the barker outside a circus tent halts them.
Roll up, roll up, roll up! Come on, matey, step right up and see the biggest show on earth. See the little madcap whose fierce equestrianism has made her the greatest bareback rider of all time. Sonny, roll up, roll up,
Sonny.
Roll
up, roll up. Hey, Jim, that's never us, Sonny.
Soon find out, Tom. Say, buddy! That dame you call Sonny, what's her other name?
She hasn't any other name. Sonny Peters hasn't.
Sonny Peters?
I know it. That's our Sonny. The gal who used to sing to us behind the line. Come on in and let's see her again before we sail.
Here we are together again. Oh, birds of a feather again. We travel near, we travel far. We've done the world and under par. Oh, dearly, dearly. If you strike a city we miss, meet a girl we never have kissed. Just kiss her once yourself for us and give her our regards and say we love her dearly.
Tell me you boys want to speak with me.
Are you Mr. Siegfried Peters?
Every inch of him. Late of the Swiss cavalry, me. How we charge.
And, brother, you sure charged enough for this show.
Oh, shut up, Jim. We're glad to know you, Mr. Peters. My name's Tom Warren. This is Jim Deering, my buddy. We knew Sonny in France, and the gang want to say goodbye before we go back to the States.
Yeah, sure, that's right.
What? Are all these friends of my Sonny?
Sure are, Mr. Peters, but Tom here was the lucky guy. They fell for each other in a big way.
And is that so? Now, let me tell you...
Shut up, Jim. You needn't worry, Mr. Peters. I'm engaged to a girl back home.
You better be. My Sonny, she's a fine lady now. And soon, maybe, she's going to be finer.
Yeah, but where is she?
Any moment she comes now. The grand pageant started already, and that finishes the show.
Circus is over, and they're coming in here. Right over here, the parade will pass the standby and cheer. Let Sonny see that we know she's our only queen of words. And surprise, there'll be no end to her crying for their surprise.
Here she comes. Give her a cheer, fellas. Sonny!
Never comb your hair, Sonny. Leave the breezes there, Sonny. Let your stockings fall down, for shocking the town is all that you do. Smiling all the while, Tomboy, where'd you get that smile from, boy?
Little Sonny girl, oh, be my honey girl.
I'm all for you.
Well, we were passing, heard you were here, and, well, you see, our boat sails tonight.
Tonight? Oh.
So we thought we'd just say hello and goodbye.
Gosh, I wish I was going with you, Tom.
Yeah, I wish you were.
Oh, Tom, do you remember what grand times we used to have? Look, I've still got the old zither. You used to love to hear me play it, didn't you, Tom?
Now then. Say hello to them all, Sonny, and then you must get changed. They all got girls waiting for them in America. And Mr. Wendell, he's waiting for you, Sonny.
Oh, is he?
Who's Mr. Wendell?
He's the owner of the circus, and
He's an old fish.
Sonny, what a thing to say.
Sure, he's a fish, if Sonny says so.
Here, Papa, you take this and run and buy yourself a drink.
But I
didn't... Yeah, have one on me, too, huh?
Why, boys, I think I will. I am thirsty.
Only milk, mind.
What? Milk for thirst?
Sure, it makes blood.
Yeah, but I am not bloodthirsty. Don't let these boys miss the ship, Sonny.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Sonny, tell me all about yourself. What happened after we moved?
Oh, lots of things.
Are you still fond of all of us?
That'd be telling.
That means there is someone, then.
Does it?
Does he like you?
He doesn't even know I like him.
Oh, a fellow always knows when a girl likes him.
Are you sure of that?
When a man's in love with someone, he must be indeed a dumb one, if her secret he cannot unlock.
Then when I'm in love with someone, I will wait until there come one boy who'll know the answer when I ask. Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all the dreams I know can never be true? Seems as though I'll ever be blue.
Tell me who means all my happiness.
Who?
Who am I gonna answer yes to?
Who?
Well, you ought to guess who.
I can't tell you. I wonder who.
Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Who will I answer yes to?
Who's the gallant person who?
Well, you ought to.
Come in and say hello.
Well, now I'm afraid I must say something else.
Goodbye?
Yes.
All right. Goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye, Sonny. Well, come on, gang. Quick, Jim, let's get out of here.
Goodbye, Sonny.
Goodbye, Sonny.
Who means my happiness? Who would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who.
Sonny, ah, so you got rid of them. What? Ain't you changed yet? Mr. Wendell, he wants to speak with you. He has spoken with me already. Such news I have. He wants to marry you.
What? Marry that poor fish?
To speak of Mr. Wendell like you do. Why, his father liked him so much, he named him twice.
There's only one name for him, and that's Fish.
Now I'm telling you, Sonny, this is the final ultratotatum. Either you marry with Mr. Fish, Wendell, or you leave the circus.
All right, I will.
Oh, that's comical. Where'd you go?
You wait and see.
I'll wait and I'll see. Run away, is it?
Yes. So you clear out while I get changed.
Not in the disclosure you won't change and run away with. Nor this. Disobey the only father you have read, is it? Oh, pretty soon we see who the smartest is.
And bundling up all her street clothes, Papa Peters goes out. Frantically, Sonny searches her dressing tent, finds a clown suit that Peter's overlooked, puts it on, and makes her escape to the ship that's taking her American friends away.
Sonny, whatever are you doing here, in those clothes?
I've had a row with Pa. I've run away.
But, Sonny, you can't. You must let me take you back. There's just time.
Oh, I'll go back. I always do. But please let me see you off first.
Yeah, let us see us off, Tom. We'll tell the sentry she's one of the concert party.
All ashore is going ashore. All ashore is going ashore. All ashore that's going ashore.
Say goodbye to Tom again for me, Jim.
Sure will, Sonny.
Oh, must you really go? I know I'll miss you so. Why did you let me grow so used to you?
It's hard to break away, my arms to take away. Say, can't you make a way to follow too?
I'd simply gloat if that old boat should sail without you, dear. Why don't you stay right here and leave it flat?
I'll say goodnight until I hear the whistle blow. And then I'll have to go lickety-scat.
Got a better suggestion than that. Let's say goodnight till it's morning. Somehow I hate you to go.
Although the hour is late, you make it easy to wait. And always is silently warning me to roam. So let's say goodnight till it's morning, and then you won't have to go.
Jim, my zither. I've left it on board.
Hey, you can't go back now. The old scow's going.
I must. I know where it is.
Hey, Sonny. Oh, heck, I'll get 10 years for this.
Jim waits vainly for Sonny's return, then scrambles aboard at the last moment. He makes for his cabin. It's locked from the inside. He spends a miserable night in a smoke room. In the morning, he finds the cabin empty except for Sonny's zither. Before he can hide it, Tom comes in.
Morning, Jim. Say, what's that?
This. This is a zephyr.
Zephyr? Zephyr's a wind.
No. This zephyr. You don't blow this, Tom. You just kind of keep sweeping it off like this.
Hey, it's a zither, like Sonny's.
Yeah, that's right. Not this, sir. This is not Sonny's, this, sir. Oh, no, sirree. I guess some fella in the band just left it in my cabin. I'm going right along to find the owner. Hey, sailor. You with a broom. How can I find... Say, it's Papa Peters. How'd you escape from the circus?
By golly, I've been shanghaied. I come aboard to see a dame about a dog. Wait on the deck, she says, while I get the money. I wait, I get worried, I ask, is this the deck? No, it's B deck. Where's the deck, I say. Two flats down, he say, and down flat I go. And by golly, when I come to, I'm all at sea. So the mate sets me to work sweeping all the decks.
Well, this is Al.
Sure it is. The whole ship is. And I hear one of you soldiers sneaked a girl on board, too.
What, a girl?
Yes, but they don't make her sweep decks. Oh, no. All the ladies pass around the hat, pay her passage, and give her clothes to wear.
You're kidding.
Pa!
Sonny!
You! You're the girl. Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Getting on a boat and wanting to leave your poor old father behind. Oh, what made you did it?
You did. You dared me to run away, and I met Jim here.
Say, you keep me out of there.
So, you're the snake in the woodpile, making me a disgrace of a whole sheep full of people?
Now, listen here. Hey, say, tell him that...
You hold my broom while I sweep up the decks with you. By golly, I kicked the ship from under you, fooling my little sonny without dishonorable intentions of marriage. Marriage? By golly, that's it. Straight to the captain I go and make him marry you.
Hey, come back!
Oh, Jim, please. They won't be able to send me back then. If I go back, I'll have to marry that awful fish. I won't bother you if you will. The minute I'm on land, I'll get a divorce.
Hey, what's all the hullabaloo? Sonny, so what they're saying's true then?
Now, listen to me, Tom. I can explain everything.
I only did it to get away from that awful man. And if Jim will only marry me so that I can land...
Marry you?
Don't you want me to get married, Tom?
Why, of course, but Jim...
Oh, you're jealous.
Oh, ridiculous.
It'll only be until we land.
Here they are, Captain. Here are the happy peoples. Here's the bride, and there's the broom.
The stern but kindly captain of the ship takes two hearts wrapped in love and makes those two hearts one. Two hearts are turned to one.
We know it's not a witty thing to say, but love's a pretty thing.
When all is said and done,
all is said and done,
the captain gently lifts her trembling hand, and on her snow-white finger slips a band. We cannot help exclaiming, ain't love grand?
We cannot help exclaiming, ain't love grand?
And so the curtain falls on Act One of Sonny. Act Two of Sonny opens 6 months later at Tom Warren's gymnasium at Pinecrest. Tom has made his buddy Jim manager, which allows him to be a frequent visitor, to see Jim, of course. Papa Peters has a job there, too. And as the curtain rises, he comes bustling into the office where Jim is waiting.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Warren. Jim's taking a class inside.
Well, I'll wait till he's through. He must be glad he's doing so well.
Oh, yes, but he never seems to have any cash. Short yesterday, short the day before.
Is that so? Was he trying to borrow from you?
No, I was trying to borrow from him. What good's a successful son-in-law if you can't borrow from him?
Oh, I guess he's saving up for the divorce.
Divorce?
Oh, hello, Tom. Thought I heard somebody talking to my dear old relative. Hiya, Pop.
Oh, I'm not myself today.
Congratulations.
Hey, what's all this bad news about the divorce? I thought you and Sonny were happy. I know I am. And by golly, I'm not going to give up my bed and free board without a fight. Hey, it ain't you, is it?
Me, Mr. Peters.
You and Sonny do a lot of riding around together. And when a man goes around with a married woman, he ought to go two rounds with her husband.
Oh, Sonny's just like a little sister to me.
And everyone knows Tom's marrying Marcia.
Taking a mighty long time to do it, then. It all sounds suspicious to me. Come here, Jim. If you are being divorced, there's just one last favor I'll ask.
Go ahead.
Could you lend me $50?
Let's see. Sorry, I've only got 40.
Okay, I'll take that, and you can owe me 10. So long, boys.
For today.
What are we? Oh, here's Sonny now.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Sonny. Tom says we're getting our divorce today.
Truly? How wonderful. Oh, Jim.
Better not start celebrating too soon.
And Tom's sending you off to school for a couple of years.
Oh, I don't want to go to school.
She wants to get married again. Well, that's a compliment to me.
Well, a girl like you won't stay single long.
Oh, Tom.
So I'll go right over to see if there's any news from the judge.
Hurry back. Gee, I can't wait.
Oh, Jim, did you hear what he said? I won't stay single for long.
Yeah, but I don't think he meant what you think.
But I know he loves me. Oh, Jim, you and I'll be so happy without each other. We won't have to be like those birds anymore. See, on that tree outside? They haven't chirped all the time they've been there.
Look up in those branches, can't you see two little bluebirds? Seems to me that few birds ever look so sad.
Maybe they've a story that is just like yours and mine, dear. There they sit and pine, dear, for a love they have.
Two little bluebirds love two other bluebirds, but those two untrue birds have flown.
And high in the treetops, this lonely pair, taking the air, try not to care.
Coo to each other, like sister and brother, but somehow they seem all alone. They miss the two birds who've been untrue. That's why those bluebirds are blue.
Jim, Sonny, it's through.
Hooray!
Oh, Tom!
I don't believe it. What with the ground?
Oh, we really went to town there. Wife beating.
My golly.
Cruelty.
Ah, you poor little girl. Come to Papa.
But this is what really got it. That on the 17th of December, he wrecked the plaintiff's bedroom and pulled down the crystal chandelier.
Ah, all the way from 2 to 5 o'clock, I bring it.
And struck the said plaintiff on the head with the telephone.
Himmel, give him back his ring.
It wasn't his fault. He'd been trying to raise telegrams.
Did he raise them?
Don't be silly, Pa. He raised a lump. But the scar's almost gone.
Then right back home I take you. Right back. Straight away I go to cable Mr. Wendell that you are free of that wrong number. Goodbye.
Now you've done it.
Oh, but, Jim, we had to put on an act for Papa, otherwise he might have had it washed out.
Dear, Jim, I'll tell him you were kind sometimes.
I'm going straight to get my $40 back before it spends her.
Oh, dear. Poor Jim.
Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Who will I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who.
No one but you.
Oh, Sonny, you don't mean that.
Of course I mean it. Didn't you know?
But I'm engaged to Marcia.
Do you love her, Tom?
Why, oh, it was before I went to the war.
Because if you do, you won't have anything to worry about anymore. Not ever.
But what will you do?
I'll marry Mr. Wendell and be Mrs. Fish.
Do you love me? Do you mean it? Do you promise to love me always?
Forever. Not for a week or a day, for there are men who love none. and then,
but they vanish when they hear wedding bells playing.
So you must agree, it's going to be forever, never with me.
Do you love me?
Gosh, I do.
Do you mean it?
Well, it's true.
Do you promise to love me always?
Well, just forever and ever, and not for a week or a day. For there are men who love now and then,
but they vanish when they hear wedding bells playing.
So you must agree, it's going to be forever or never.
The next day, all of Pinecrest turns out for the meeting of the Hunt Club. Tom is there, of course, and Sunny. Looking her loveliest in hunting rig, she meets her ex-husband. He's also dressed for the hunt, but is not amused when Sunny bursts out laughing.
Hey, what are you laughing at?
Where did you get that suit?
Well, what's the matter with it? I thought I looked pretty good.
Are you riding in the hunt?
Sure. Do you think I just put this on to get a laugh?
But you told me once you'd never been on a horse.
Nor I have, but they're giving me a horse that's never had anyone on him either, so we start level. Oh, but by the time we get to that jump by the brook, I'm likely to be well ahead of him. But it's a good place to fall. The ground's good and soft there.
I don't think you'd better, Jim. You might get hurt.
I don't care. If I get hurt, maybe your pa will be sorry. Maybe if I get killed, he'll pay back what he owes me.
Jimmy, you've given me an idea. Do you think Tom would be sorry if I was hurt?
Say,
don't worry. I'll just pretend. At the second jump, I'll slide off my horse. I know how to stage a fall. I'll lie still.
Not more lies, Sonny. No, I couldn't let you do it.
Then you tell Tom I've been thrown.
Listen, Sonny. Every time I do you a favor, I get in a lot of trouble.
But this is the very last one I'll ask. I must know if Tom cares before I decide what to do.
I wish that boob would marry you. Then I could have some peace.
There was a fox who left his lair, a red fox.
Dead fox.
With the oyster tally ho yo ho, ho. With the oyster tally ho yo ho.
The babes come bounding out of school, Chubby.
Now, Grabby.
The huntsman blows his horn.
The fox has left his lair. With the oyster tally ho yo ho, ho.
With the oyster tally ho ho ho.
All for the Lady Gwendoline Bonnie.
No, Boney.
The babes come bounding out of school.
The huntsman blows his horn. The fox has left his lair.
With the oyster tally ho yo ho ho.
With the oyster tally ho ho ho.
Behold the bulls of Jeffrey Brook, Dandy.
Bandy.
All for the Lady Gwendoline.
The babes are bounding out of school.
The huntsman blows his horn. The fox has left his lair. With the oyster tally ho yo ho. With the oyster tally ho yo ho.
The wedding bells ring out on high, ding dong.
Sing song.
Behold the bulls of Jeffrey Brook.
All for the Lady Gwendoline.
The babes come bounding out of school.
The huntsman blows his horn. The fox has left his lair. With the oyster tally ho ho ho.
The oyster tally ho ho ho.
Sir Geoffrey cried,
"Gad, I will woo her."
Boo her?
The wedding bells ring out on high.
Behold the bull, Sir Geoffrey Brook.
All for the Lady Gwendoline.
The babes come bounding out of school.
The huntsman blows his horn. The fox has left his lair. With the oyster tally ho yo ho. Home with the oyster tally ho yo ho.
Oh! Say, Tom! Tom! Sonny's down!
What? Here, hold my horse. Sonny. Oh, Sonny, dear. Open your eyes. It's Tom. Oh, Sonny, I love you.
Oh, Tom.
Are you hurt?
Just keep holding me like that.
Nice work, Sonny. You want any help, Tom?
No, I think she's coming round.
Hooray! Now I can get square with Papa.
Oh, Tom, do you really love me?
I've always loved you.
But what about Marcia? No, don't answer that.
Do you love me? Do you mean it?
Gosh, I do.
Do you promise to love me always?
Just forever and ever, and not. not for a week or a day. For there are men who love now and then,
but they vanish when they hear wedding bells playing.
So you must agree, it's going to be.
And with all her troubles very satisfactorily disposed of, Sunny snuggles down into Tom's arms. Papa Peters counts his blessings and decides to spare one for the happy couple.
God bless you, my children. All along I knew who.
Who means my happiness? Who will I answer yes to?
Who's that gallant person who?
Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
Stockings for right now. Stocking all the town is all you ever do. Smiling all the while, Tomboy.
Where'd you get
that smart
boy?
Little sunny girl, oh, be my honey girl.
In Sunny, you heard Frank Rich, Robert Peach, Les White, Douglas Kelly, and Patricia Kennedy. The singing stars were Jeff Brook and Eula Parker with the Key Notes. Orchestra and chorus conducted by William Flint. Your narrator was Morris Kellard. Sunny was produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara.
Oh, be my honey girl.
Oh.